Hello, square nugglers! Oh, Big Eddie, that's vulgar!
Big Eddie? Are you trying to be Big Fatty?
I'm trying to be Big Fatty, but I'm being Big Eddie.
Are you channeling the Big Fatty spirit?
Channeling Big Fatty. Everybody, welcome to a little show. Big Fatty. There's a reason why I'm saying Big Fatty.
Why are you saying Big Fatty so much?
Because Big Fatty said that we're not legit to quit or whatever. We're not legit until we homage to the Big Fat Man.
Oh, okay.
So I'm hoping we can be on his show at the beginning. So if this is the only way I can do it, then I will.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Channeling Big Fatty. Everybody, welcome to a little show.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1336. Of the BFO for Monday, the 11th of March 2013, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me, little show, y'all. We're going to tell you about the weekend. And Big Freddy, you've just got a big old list there, and there's actually something on it today. Yes! Hello, Squares! Hi, Peter! Big Freddy, what does that mean? Hi, everyone! I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you may not recognize those voices at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, that is Mark and Ed from the new little show called It's All About Me. You know, Mark, Ed, me, Big Freddy, we got it. And evidently their listeners are squares. And y'all, it reminds me of the old days on the Hollywood Squares, when Peter Marshall, you know, they would introduce everybody, and then that little music blip would play, and then Peter Marshall would say, "Hello, Squares," and they'd go, "Hi, Peter," and y'all. They call their listeners Squares, and so y'all, they will be that makes Big Fatty think of a quiz program. Big Fatty, you know they're on your good side if you're thinking about a quiz program. Yes, indeed. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I am recording a little bit earlier than normal because, y'all, you know, I've got the suits meeting for the Pride 48 on Sunday evening, so I wanted to go ahead and get the little show done so I wouldn't have any conflicts. But, y'all, I haven't heard from the assistant, so, y'all, I don't have a complete list of the celebrations of exiting the birth canal yet for this week, but I'm sure it's coming. Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar. And but y'all, I did have two names on my calendar, and y'all, we have two celebrations of exiting the birth canal for the 11th. Y'all, the first one is from Christina in the Kansas, y'all, which is lovely. Because, you know, Kansas is in the news this weekend with the debut of the Wizard of Oz, new Wizard of Oz, Oz the Great and Powerful. I don't know what the fuck it's called, but anyway, that new movie. And so, Christina, I hope there's a good witch looking out for you there in the Kansas, and there's no cyclones or anything. And y'all, speaking of cyclones and witches, Big Freddy, y'all, it's also the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the one and only Mr. Michigan Leather. Y'all, that's Dave, Mr. Michigan Leather. Big Freddy, where's he from? I don't really remember where Mr. Michigan Leather's from, but how about Christina in the Kansas? You know where she's from? I don't recall where she's from either, but anyway, well, Big Freddy, wherever they are, I hope there's cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I guess y'all, we had a full weekend. And y'all are just going to back it up because on Friday, y'all, we had a donut truck, Big Fatty, a donut truck, pull up over near the coal mine, and y'all, they were selling fresh-made donuts, you know, Larry Cly loves the food trucks, and he spoke highly of this donut truck, and so y'all, he and I went out. Y'all, they're not cheap, but they sure were good. We got three donuts, three different flavors, and then I had like a little bite of each one of them, and then Larry Cly just scarfed down the rest of it. Big honey! One of them was called the Nutty Rooster. Big honey, that sounds vulgar. But y'all, it was a donut, and it had like a peanut butter frosting on it, and y'all, then it had hot sauce put on top of it, and y'all, it was delicious. It may sound vulgar, but y'all, it was amazingly delicious. And then we got the Italian donut, which had a lemon glaze on it with, I want to say it was basil. Was that what it was? It was a spice like that, or oregano, but I think it was basil in with it. And y'all, then the last one, which was Big Fatty's favorite, y'all, it was a dark chocolate frosting. And, I mean, dark chocolate. And, y'all, then it was sprinkled, with, potato chips. And y'all, I am going to tell you something. Dark chocolate with, broken up potato chip pieces, salty potato chip. Y'all, it was so good. And, that was a good way to start off the day. And y'all, it's a big weekend here at the coal mine. So y'all, there were lots of old coal miners and visitors around the coal mine, y'all. So we had to be on our P's and Q's, baby, please. And y'all, there was all kinds of stuff going on. But then on a Friday night, when it was all over with, y'all, I was sitting here in the Fat Cave, and I was catching up on some of my programs on the TV machine, and all of a sudden, hey, and y'all, it was one of my regular gentleman callers, not my most regular gentleman caller, y'all, he's still missing in action, I guess, but y'all, this is one that's just fun to play with. I've mentioned him, he's the one that's been around most often here lately, and y'all, he was going out to dinner with some friends, and he had a little bit of extra time before his supper, so he came by for a little dessert, Betty, please, and y'all, it was just lovely. So, did that, and then I had my supper. Y'all, I had Friday at lunchtime. Y'all, I went out, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, I went to the Vonsies. Y'all, you know they were running the coupon for the special. You know, buy $50 in groceries and get the $50 gas card for $10 off. So y'all, that's what I did at lunchtime. I went by and y'all, I got me some of my Ezekiel bread and some egg whites. They had the solid was on sale. What is that? Two bread. Oh yeah, I bought me some fried chicken to have for my lunch that day also. Some onions, strawberries. Y'all, I got me some Brussels sprouts. I found another recipe for Brussels sprouts. Maybe I'll give that one out later this week. Yes, Big Fatty, you know people love your recipes. And y'all, I needed a new roll of wax paper. Big Fatty, you just splurged. Got me a beef roast. And y'all, I got some boneless poke country ribs, and that is not spelled C-U-N, no, and some, what do you call that, sauerkraut, and y'all, I put that in the crock pot on Friday day when I got home from the Vonsies, and that's what I had for my supper Friday night. And y'all, then I got me some of that good Kanaku smoked sausage that I've mentioned before, that the gay country boy, which also is not spelled C-U-N-T, he really speaks highly of it. And y'all, it's because it's delicious. But y'all, I spent $100.32, and y'all, that includes the price of the gas card now, because you know, it's a $50 gas card. But y'all, I saved $22.61, and plus I've got a $50 gas card. Big honey, that's just lovely. And y'all, after, of course, I went by the Von Zeese on my way home, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish, wish it a dream, wish it a heart, and your wish will come true. Yeah, I got to see y'all, and I got there, and my TV guide was in there, but y'all, there was also a key in there, and that meant that I had a package. And y'all, I'm going to open it for you right now, y'all. It is from the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. Y'all, it is from that Moose P. And y'all, I put out on the Twitty that there was something in the P.O. box. And y'all, he said I should enjoy it with whatever's in here, I should enjoy with a Tanqueray and tonic with two limes. And y'all, I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. But y'all, I'm going to open this up and see what it is. Big Freddy, what is it? But, oh dear, Gussie, I can't get that open. Oh. Well, let's just see what we got here. Y'all, there's a note in here, and it says, Big Freddy, always hard. Oh, excuse me. Always hard sounds familiar. It says, always heard you have big nuts. Well, now you have hot ones too. Big Freddy, please. Moose. And y'all, let's just see what we got here. Y'all, is some sort of nuts, hot nuts. You get it from the peanut man. Big Freddy, please. Y'all, it is honey roasted buffalo nuts. Big Freddy, that's vulgar. And y'all, then we've got just regular buffalo nuts. And y'all, then we've got buffalo nuts with blue cheese. Big fan, those sound delicious. And buffalo nuts with ranch. They look lovely. And y'all, there's a picture of a buffalo on the front of each package. And is this fire coming out of his nose? So they must be hot. Big Fatty, open one of them up. Just taste it. Well, y'all, I'm going to open the buffalo nuts with blue cheese. We're just going to give it one little taste. I know the Seda 69 is going to enjoy hearing me eat on the little show, but you know, that's his favorite thing. So, y'all, we're just going to have a few of these. And, y'all, these are peanuts. These are peanuts. Well, at least these are buffalo nuts. Big fatty buffaloes aren't very endowed if those are buffalo nuts. But, y'all, I think buffalo refers to the heat. So, y'all, I'm going to just try a few of these. This is the blue cheese ones now. Yeah, they're spicy. Ooh! Those would be good with a Tanqueray and tonic. Big Freddy, that's enough! Those are delicious. Ooh! Ooh, they've got some fire to them. Big Freddy! Ooh! Dear Gussie, holy smokes! Y'all, you definitely... You definitely need a chilled beverage with those. Moose, thank you so much. I look forward to enjoying those. Let's just see how many carbs. Oh, there's not many carbs at all in that. Well, good. So, anyway, and y'all, you can't eat much of them because they set your mouth up. Big Freddy, you burn the hand of your nose. You maybe ought to eat a few extras you hadn't trimmed lately. Anyway, Moose, thank you so much. I'm going to... lovely. And so then after my gentleman caller left on Friday night, y'all, I just watched TV things on the TV machine, went to bed. Then on Saturday... Y'all, I went to the Kohl's because, you know, last week I told you that I had a 30% off coupon and another coupon for $10 off men's clothes. If you spent $30, well, y'all, you walk into Kohl's and they're going to charge you $30. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, and then they were given, now I've got peanuts caught in my teeth. Big Fatty, please. They were given the $10 of the Kohl's cash for every $50 you spent. So, y'all, I looked around, and, y'all, this time last year, I had not lost, my weight. So I didn't really have any, light-colored, pants, that fit. I had, like, one pair of khakis, and that's it. Oh! Y'all, those are the peanuts. Yes, McFaddy. So I thought I'd go look and see if they had, some spring weight pants for Big Fatty. And y'all, I found a couple of pairs. One pair was like 40% off, and actually about 50% off. And another pair was, y'all, it was 70% off. And you know, and I was excited about that. And y'all, then they had a blazer. They were half price. They were a $250 blazer marked down to $119.99. And y'all, they didn't have the size that I needed when I first went by there. And so y'all, before I checked out, I thought I'd look at that rack again and just see if someone had placed the size I need, and y'all, sure enough, they had my size, and I really like this blazer, and y'all, then I thought, well, I'll walk back over here in the shoe department and see if there's a new shoe that fits, and y'all, they had a pair of shoes that was 30% off also. Well, y'all, I did my ciphering, and y'all, with the 30% off, and the $10 on top of that, y'all, my bill came to $154. So y'all, I was just above the cusp, I say. And so y'all, I got that. And then I got $30 in the Kohl's cash, which I can use starting later today. And y'all, I'm going to go get me some new socks. Yes, Big Freddy, that'd be lovely. But y'all, I saved. With the tax, I spent $167.63, y'all, but I saved $325.50. Y'all, I am delighted. Just delighted. Plus, I've got me a few new clothes. And I know there are those that think Big Fatty is a clothes hound. Yes, Big Fatty, that would include me. And, oh, dear. I guess, y'all, I'm not going to be able to finish telling you about the weekend. But, y'all, I honestly... I really did need some new pants to Big Fatty, that's because you've soiled your other ones. But anyway, but y'all, I guess I will have to pick up on telling you about the rest of the weekend on tomorrow's little show. But anyway, y'all, and I definitely wanted to get that box open today. Big Fatty, now you can finish up your Sunday evening with the big run and some hot buffalo peanuts. What do you think of that, Ed?
Howling Big Fatty. Everybody, welcome to our little show.
Oh, Ed, do you have some peanuts too?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.